You join me, Matt Barker, on Crystal Radio, where we have a very talented singer-songwriter whose vocals soothe like a butterfly, yet sting like a bee when they have to, yet soothe like a baby's bottom. Gina Savalis, welcome along.
Hello, thank you for having me.
How are you?
Welcome. I'm good, doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks for asking. Thanks for joining us and taking time out of your manic schedule to answer some very probing questions that we've got lined up for you about yourself, your album, and your new single.
It sounds good. Probing questions are the best.
It's always good to hear. Normally that sort of gets a shock reaction. Probing questions, I'm off, I'm going to hang up. We'll start off, we'll go straight into the interview, shall we? How would you describe your music to someone if they've never heard your music before?
Well, technically my music is pop, American contemporary with a hint of classical. My music, in my opinion, is very inspirational. The music is inspirational. The lyrics are inspirational. I have a very wide vocal range. I have a 3-octave range, and I try to incorporate that in my music. Not all the songs, because that could get a bit boring and, you know, that could be a bit maybe annoying on the ears. But I do try and incorporate that. So the vocals are soaring, and I believe that that adds to the inspiration that I would like the song to provide. I've been compared by others in reviews to Sarah Brightman, Celine Dion, female Josh Groban, people like that. I get a lot of Lara Fabian. So if we were to go on comparison as to what other people's opinions are of me and my music, I guess that's how I would explain it. But my goal with my music is just to sing lyrics and I really have them come from my heart, so that when I am performing, whether it be in the studio to record the CD or whether it be performing live, I'm really connecting with the song and connecting with the material. Because I think it's really important to connect with the audience and to really evoke emotion out of them. My goal is to have that inspiration in whatever song I'm singing really translate to the audience who's listening.
Absolutely.
Because that's what I think it's all about.
Absolutely. Do you ever get to drop into a conversation that you've got a 3-octave range, you know, just generally? You know, you're at a party and you're like, I have a 3-octave.
I don't usually announce it. After people hear me sing live, some people, you know, who are in the industry, or some people who are not in the industry but are familiar with singing or music or playing an instrument, they can hear that in some of my songs. They can hear the quality of the range. So they'll ask me about it. You know, I just did a show in December in Nashville, and I had quite a few people coming up to me and saying, you know, geez, you're very powerful. What is your range? You know, and I just tell them, oh, you know, thank you for asking. It's a 3-octave range. And then they say, you know, they kind of kid around with me and they say, where does that come from? You know, and my answer is always the same. You know, I think you're born with it. I think we're all born with our gifts and also a lot of training. I'm a firm believer in training, especially if you're a musician. No matter what your instrument is, my instrument is my voice.
And it's an absolutely stunning, beautiful voice as well, if I might say so.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm still trying to find my talent because I can't sing for toffee, so I'm still working on my one.
I love toffee, so why don't I sing for the toffee and then we'll share?
Okay, that sounds like a deal to me. I think I owe you a coffee and a bit of chocolate cake as well. I've promised you that on Twitter.
Oh boy, I'm coming to the UK.
There you go. When you're in the UK and you know you got an IOU, you got a rain check voucher on that one. How long have you been writing and recording your music?
How have I been doing it?
How long have you been doing that?
Oh, how long have I been doing it? You know, I haven't been doing it very long at all. I started, actually, I have to think about this. Wow. I started officially writing in, I would say, I think it was, oh my gosh, I can't believe I have to, you're playing on my memory here.
Sorry.
It's not, you know, it's not something that I've been doing since I was a kid, because I started my singing career doing theater and doing musical theater in New York and doing straight plays as well. But I started seriously writing and concentrating on my solo career, I would say, in 2008. 2007, 2008. I had a lot of inspiration at that time and a lot of encouragement from other people. Just what, you know, it seemed to be just out of the blue. You know, I had people telling me, why don't you pursue a solo career? Why don't you write? Why don't you give your hand at writing? And my answer at that time was always, oh, I can't write a song. I'm not a writer. You know, I don't do that. I perform other people's material. I interpret other people's material, and then I can go out and do it. And, you know, and that excuse was because I had been doing theater my whole life. So, I mean, as you know, when you're doing a musical, you are performing someone else's material. You know, sure. You're acting and you're performing and you're doing someone else's material. You're just bringing your own interpretation to that character. But at that time, I had a lot of inspiration, like I said, and encouragement from people to say, try this. You know, I think you've got a lot to say. There's a lot inside of you. Try it. So I thought, well, maybe I should. And out of that was born my first single, In Your Eyes. I wrote the lyrics, and my producer, Doug Biden, who is based in Nashville, he wrote the music. And that's how it started. It started with In Your Eyes. And then after that, we wrote a couple of other songs on the CD. And then a few of the songs I did not write, but I was lucky enough to get them from other composers like Rand Bishop. And Rand Bishop is a very well-known composer down in Nashville. He's award-winning and Grammy-nominated. He wrote a couple of those songs, and I was lucky enough to record them. So I'm still writing, and I'm still open to other composers who, you know, who might have music that fit my style and that fit my voice. And, you know, if the song resonates with me, and if I really feel like I could do a great job with it, then, I mean, basically, if I hear it and I fall in love with it, I will record it. But I do love writing my own material because, you know, there definitely is a deeper connection with it. And when you do perform it live, because it's come from you, I do believe you can really make that connection clear with the audience when you're singing it.
Sure. I'll email you some of my lyrics across and see what you think of them. not that I'm vying for a job or anything.
All right, go. You'll have to try me.
Yeah, you're right back saying these are rubbish.
It may not be, you know. Well, no, actually, no. I what I was going to say was, if you listen to most of what's out there, you know, some of it might be considered as rubbish, but I probably shouldn't say that, yeah. Huh?
No comment. I couldn't possibly wonder who you're thinking about or talking about, really. Do you have a method to writing your lyrics? Any interesting like tidbits? How you write your songs, if it's free-flowing or bits at a time?
You know what? I don't. But I can tell you it's bits at a time. With the exception of In Your Eyes. In Your Eyes pretty much came to me right away. The chorus came to me first, and then I fleshed out the verses and then the bridge of the song. As far as the other general writing is concerned, it does not come to me right away. It's something that I feel that I need more practice with. And, you know, if I have an idea that pops into my mind, I'll jot it down on a piece of paper, and that could possibly be fleshed out into a verse or a chorus of a song. But most of the times, I mean, I'm not the kind of writer that sets a time, like every day, where I say to myself, okay, you know, for this hour, I'm going to write. No, I have to be inspired. Something has to hit me, so to speak. I have to be inspired by maybe something that I'm going through, or something that I see, or something that someone else is going through. And if it comes to me, I will write something down, and then, you know, that just might turn into a song. Yeah.
Who would you say your favorite artist was at the moment, or of all time?
Oh, gosh.
That's a tough one.
You know, I don't know if I can answer that. You know why? Because my musical tastes really range from it's such a wide range. I mean, I listen to classical, to heavy metal, to 80s music, to pop, AC. I listen to excellent singers. I don't know that I have a favorite right now, because it seems to be changing all the time. I'm definitely not the kind of person who only listens to one type of music. So I don't know. I don't know that I can tell you that I have a favorite.
That's
you
fair
know,
enough.
Right now.
That's fair enough. That's kind of like me, really. I'm into most things, and
varies
depending on mood, day of the week, and other things.
Yeah, everything depends on mood with me, especially you know, with music. You know, like I always say, I mean, I can throw out a name to you, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, because you mentioned the word mood. And one of my favorite artists is Fiona Apple. And when you mentioned the word mood, her name immediately came to mind, because I believe that she can take any mood that she's in and create a moment and a great song out of it. You know, but then again, so can many others. You know, I mean, I have artists that I listen to just because I love the vocals. I may not necessarily love the song, but I love the vocals, you know, like that kind of thing. And then I have stuff that I listen to just for fun. So it just totally depends on what mood I'm in.
Sure. We should have a separate conversation on Skype at some point about music. That'll be great. Who is the most famous person you've known or have met?
Wow. You know, I used to work at a world famous talent agency in New York City quite some years ago. And they pretty much only dealt with A-list people, or people who they were grooming at the time to be A-list people and who are now today A-list people. So when I was there, I used to meet, I guess you could say, big celebrities on a daily basis. And I'd have to say the most famous person that I've met was probably Meryl Streep. But that wasn't because I worked with her.
that was because of the
job that I had.
That would have been great, though, wouldn't it? Because she has got a singing voice, hasn't she? She's got a great... Because I know her predominantly as an actor, actress, sorry. Get it right. And she's got an amazing voice.
She does. You know, she did a great... I saw her in Mamma Mia, and I remember reading the reviews on Mamma Mia, and I had seen the Broadway musical, and I actually enjoyed the Broadway musical. I just thought it was great fun. And I didn't expect anything else from it except for great fun. And I think that's why I just enjoyed it so much. So I did see the movie when the movie came out, and I didn't expect much out of the vocals, but I really enjoyed it, and I was impressed by what she did. And I remember reading the reviews on that movie, and of course, you know, they panned the movie. However, they did say that it was one of her better performances, and they made a point on how she is the type of actress who can just really handle anything, like even a musical. And I just thought that was really, it was really cool to read a review like that, where here are all these reviewers panning your latest project, but yet you're getting accolades because they're saying that you can handle anything, even though we don't like the movie.
It's a great position to be in.
I thought it was kind of funny.
It's a great position to be in. If you had the opportunity to cover a song, although you're writing, producing your own stuff, which song would it be and why would you cover it?
Oh, wow. That's another tough one to answer because there's so many that I would like to cover. The names, there's just so many. I can tell you, I don't know that I can give you an exact song. I mean, I've heard covers of, I think I heard this on your show. Did you guys just play a Katherine Jenkins cover of the Evanescence song?
Yeah, well, I did. I think John Joe played that, was it last week? Week before? He did, yes.
I think I heard that with you guys. And I thought to myself, how cool would it be to cover that? Now, of course, she already did that, so I wouldn't do that. But I thought to myself, how cool would it be to cover a song in a genre that I'm clearly not in, but yet the vocals are there where you can have those big orchestrations to back it up, where it would just be fabulous. But there are just so many. I don't know that I would be able to choose one, but I can tell you that I would love to cover a song, like I just said, from a completely different genre that I do now, and just revamp it and redo the orchestrations to turn it into the genre that I'm currently in. I mean, I think that would be amazing. That's a lot like what Crystal Jenkins did with that one Evanescence song, which I really admired. And, that actually, when I heard that on your show, that kind of put that idea in my head, because when I think about covering material, I always think about covering material of artists that are similar to me, at least at this point in my career, because vocally I can handle it. And plus, in trying to still establish myself as an artist in my genre, I feel it's important to do that so that, people get to know me and people get to know, hey, this is Gina Zavalis and this is what she does. This is what she sings. But when I get to another level or a higher level, if you will, then I would love to just cover some stuff. I would love to cover like an 80s power rock ballad.
Ooh. Look forward to hearing that one.
Yeah, like something by like Def Leppard.
Cool.
Or Triumph.
Yeah.
Or any of those bands that were, these voices. I mean, I just love the voices and I love them. I would love to just do that.
That would be cool. Well, we look forward to it when you do. Let us know. We'll play it. That's no problem. We like new music. Name five things that Gina Zavalis couldn't live without.
Oh, boy. Only five?
Yeah. We'll take two, three, however many you can think of. Doesn't have to be specifically five.
Well, I definitely cannot live without my family.
Oh.
I'm very close with them. Very close with my parents, my sister. I cannot live, without my faith. I can't live without my music and without my singing. I don't know that I can live without coffee either, if that counts. I love coffee.
Chocolate cake?
Although I only drink one cup a day, but I still love it.
Giving you the hint for the fifth one, chocolate cake.
Yes, chocolate. Well, anything chocolate. It doesn't even have to be cake. Anything chocolate. You know what? I can't live without chocolate chip cookies.
Right, hang on, let's make a note of that. Chocolate chip cookies. Right, okay. That's another one down on the IOU list. Talking about your self-entitled album, Gina Zavalis, what was your inspiration behind the album?
My inspiration behind the album was to sing songs that inspired me. I really wanted to sing the songs, whether I wrote them or not, that really resonated with me that I really connected with, because I knew that if I could do that, and if the material really meant something to me, that I would be able to sing those songs with the emotion needed to evoke something in the listener. And because everybody's different, you never know what they're going to feel. But to me, if they're feeling something, then I've done my job. The songs on the CD are love songs. You know, they do talk about love, having a special connection with someone. I believe some of it is ambiguous, in the sense that, you know, connecting with that someone that I might be speaking about in the song could be a different person depending on the listener. It could be your spouse. It could be a family member. It could be God. It could be anyone. And that was kind of my goal. A really important thing to me, like I said at the beginning, is to sing music that I really love and that I really connect with. Because if I love it and if I connect with it, I know that I could get that emotion and that feeling across to the audience and hopefully move them. And that is super, super important to me. Because to me, I mean, if you're not doing that, then what's the point? You know, then you're just up there singing and it kind of doesn't mean anything, you know? And that's because for me, ever since I was a child, I've always resonated with people, singers, whose music really moved me. You know, like when I was little, my parents were huge Barbra Streisand fans. And she was a big influence on me because I used to play those records and sing to them all the time. And of course, it's Barbra. So, you know, whether you like her or not, it doesn't matter. She sings with such emotion and she gets those lyrics out and she sings with such passion. And it truly comes from someplace inside of her that as a listener, you just can't help but to be moved. And to me, like I said, if I can do that, then I've done my job. And also, you know, spending my whole life, you know, as a child and as a teenager and in college, having a theater background and having that discipline, the discipline of always training, always wanting to perfect, always wanting to do better, and always wanting to learn more. I approach songs when I sing them now, the way one would approach them. The way like a musical theater actor would approach a song. And what I mean by that is when I sing a song, I think to myself, what is this song about? Who am I singing to? What do I want to get across to the person that I'm singing to? What do I want them to believe? And how do I want them to know how I feel? Because I want all of that to come across to the audience when I'm singing. So all of those early influences that I had as a child really have, you know, turned me into, I guess, the artist, you know, who I am today. That's how I approach it.
It's always good to have an icon to relate to, and obviously is evolved and developed your career. What are your future plans? You mentioned about you want to perfect things, you want to progress and make headway. What are the future plans for Gina Zavalis?
Well, right now, I would love to. I mean, I'm always writing and working on new material, and so I'm always, you know, working on new music, and I'm currently under new management. So I'm looking forward to what this year, 2011, has in store. And we're working on booking more shows. And so really, that's the priority right now. So So I'm looking forward to this year being about me getting out there and performing and really expanding the audience and sharing with people from all over, you know, my music. And hopefully they'll like it.
I like it. We like it. We love the new album, Gina Zavalis. Out on all usual music outlets, so I've heard.
Yes. The album is available through all of the usual online outlets. Like I had mentioned before, it is on iTunes and Amazon and LimeWire and all these other outlets that some of them I've never even heard of. But if you Google my name, you will see where I'm at. But of course, I think the two popular places to purchase music, I think, for everyone is iTunes and Amazon. And then if you'd like a hard copy of my CD, and if you don't want to go digital, and I was actually surprised at how many people did order hard copies of my CD. Right now, you can get that from my website, which is www.ginazavalis.com. And you can order the CD, you can order 8x10 photos, and if you'd like an autograph, I will be happy to autograph it for you. And all the information is on the website as to order a hard copy. And I'm very grateful because actually a lot of people who purchased online, you know, the digital copies, also contacted me for the actual physical copies of the CD, you know, maybe because they wanted an autograph or because they some people just wanted the pictures because when you get, when you order off of iTunes or Amazon, at least for me, all you're getting is the cover of the CD. You're not getting all the inserts. But when you get the physical CD, you get more pictures and you get this and you get that. You get all of the information.
Well, they loved it so much that they actually wanted two copies.
I'm sorry?
If they loved it so much, they actually wanted two copies.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a great album. I recommend people go and buy it.
How many have bought the actual physical copies?
No, I was just saying I recommend people go out and buy the album.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, and I appreciate your review as well. You were kind enough to write a review on Amazon.
It's not a problem.
And I appreciate that because, you know, those reviews mean a lot and people don't realize that. Like, I know, I'm not sure, like, with Amazon, but when I know that the more reviews you have on Amazon, on iTunes, they have some kind of a thing, and I'm not too familiar with it yet, but they have some kind of a thing where the more reviews you have, the more you move up into their visibility, so to speak. So, like when I'm putting out tweets on Twitter or on Facebook or on any of my social media saying, hey, you know, if you purchased my CD, you know, please take a few seconds and write a few words and write a review. That really means a lot for the artist because it builds you up on those websites and it increases your presence on those websites. And, you know, that's what you need. That's what you want.
Exactly. Hopefully people will buy the album. It's out on all good outlets now. Go and buy it. It's a very, very good album. Gina, thanks very much for talking to us. I look forward to you coming to the UK and having some chocolate cake and some coffee with us. So, you know, you're welcome anytime.
Thank you so much. I'll be there.
Oh, that's great. Take care. It's nice speaking to you. And we're going to play one of your singles from the album, Gina Zavalis.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me.
No
you
problem.
Guys are awesome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.